than just car insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is not a game. You know, the debt ceiling is not something to toy with. That's the if we hit the debt ceiling, that's the essentially defaulting on our obligations, which is totally unprecedented in American history. The impact on the economy would be catastrophic. I mean, that would be a worse financial and economic crisis than anything we saw in 2008.
The White House is all over the place this week trying to figure out how to deal with the national debt. Republicans say they have the answer. Cut spending. All right, that's what we'll spend our hour talking about, dealing with the national debt in America. That's the buzz on Talk Radio, Talk Television, the issue of the week. If you get away from the Navy captain, is how the new Congress is dealing with a number of things, getting rid of this, cutting that, and we'll ask for your focus on this during the course of the hour. 800-510-8255 reaches us. I'm Doug Steffen. You just heard from White House Senior Economic Advisor Austin Goolsbee explaining the importance of raising the debt ceiling. What is the debt ceiling exactly? Well, it's a cap set by Congress on the amount of debt the federal government can legally borrow. The cap applies to debt owed to the public plus debt owed to the federal government trust funds, like the Social Security Trust Fund, which has been emptied, the Medicare Trust Fund, which has been emptied, the Highway Trust Fund, which has been emptied, the Airport Trust Fund, which has been emptied. You knew that, right? Most Americans think the United States ought to raise taxes for the rich to balance the budget. You know how stupid that is? How much? We're talking about pennies here. And again, the understanding that people have this class warfare that has been set up by politicians and the news media to denigrate those who, for the most part, are the investors, the people who put the money up for new jobs, new companies, new things to get started. So how is it that if you agree with that, almost 60% in a poll which has come out think that the way to solvency is to tax the rich more? It is so specious. Listening to this argument, so old, and yet people still buy into it. According to a Vanity Fair poll, Americans would rather see taxes for the wealthy increased as a first step to tackling the deficit. The next most popular way, chosen by 20-some-odd percent, was to cut defense spending. Well, that ain't going to happen with the Republicans, you'd be sure of that, even though we have $700 billion in the budget. That's twice, over twice, what it was when Bill Clinton was president. And as much as the combined armies, navies, the equivalent to the Marine Corps, in other words, the rest of the world, the big countries in the world that have a defense department, do not spend as much collectively. You put together China, India, England, Germany, any of the countries that have all of these armed forces, and they do not spend as much collectively, put it all together, as we do, one country, on defense. You tell me that the defense spending, the amount of money that goes toward the military-industrial complex isn't obscene. It is. It's an obscenity. Meanwhile, we got to protect ourselves and all of this stuff. But we had at one point in time, you knew that, right? 5,000 nuclear warheads, and the Russians had 6 or 7 or whatever it is. And all it would take to destroy the world is about 100 of them. And you get into this stuff, and you hear the stories all the time about the Army getting things it doesn't want, and yet it didn't get the MRAPs. So we lost 4,000 men, and probably, according to most statistics, if the MRAP had been in use while we were in Iraq, we would have lost 400 instead of 4,000, this kind of stuff. So money gets spent to take care of the lobbyists and the friends who are pushing for various programs, tools, supplies, and various implements but necessarily, I remember the Air Force a year or so ago saying, we don't want that plane. We're not ready to fly it. We don't need it. The Congress still voted it in. So, and then there's the NASA rocket that's being built that is for nothing. Isn't the program's dead? So why are we spending all this money? Millions and millions and billions of dollars are being spent, and we want to raise the debt ceiling? 800-510-8255. Here's the Lawrence O'Donnell position on this from MSNBC. He explains the national debt with a scene that he wrote as executive producer of The West Wing.
Tonight, even before the 112th Congress is sworn in, it is clear what the next big battle will be. Raising the debt ceiling. The debt what?
I understood the debt ceiling situation perfectly before I talked to her. Now I...
Is there a rule against having a Treasury Secretary who speaks English?
Not now, guys.
Are we doing a press release on raising the debt ceiling? Because I don't understand a word of it.
No press release. When's the vote scheduled?
Treasury figures the interest on the debt. We hit the legal limit at midnight tomorrow. So they want the president to press for the vote right now.
Which, of course, is a ridiculous idea.
Of course.
The leadership wants to schedule it at the last minute.
How crazy is that?
They always like to schedule it at the last minute, just when the government's about to default.
No way. It's too dangerous for any senators to try to stop it.
Or stick an amendment on it.
There's just enough time for a couple of House and Senate speeches about how awful it is that we've maxed out the national credit card. Quick vote to raise the limit on the credit card.
It's a one-sentence bill. Just change the 7 to an 8.
Trillion.
Yeah.
Why does Treasury want the president to read over a 20-page memo on a one-sentence bill?
They like to run the worst-case scenario.
In case it doesn't pass?
Yeah, you know, the immediate collapse of the U.S. economy, followed by Japan sinking into the sea, followed by a worldwide depression the likes of which no mortal can imagine, followed by week two.
So this debt ceiling thing is routine or the end of the world?
Both.
That's great. That was a great TV show. And that does a great job of putting it all in perspective. You know what bothers me more about this than anything else? And I'd be interested in hearing from some of you who may be in the service. What I find abhorrent, reprehensible, in fact, is the amount of money that the men and women who are in the service to our country get paid, and the amount of guff that the people who have problems as a result of being stationed in various places around. This started when we were in Vietnam. It may have started before, but I remember it going back to Vietnam, when soldiers who had various problems, health problems, psychological problems, couldn't get taken care of because the government denied any involvement, said, oh, well, that didn't happen when you were really working for us in uniform. It happened some other way, denying claims. And the way that it's gotten worse over the years, that's truly an outrage as far as I'm concerned. So, but that's my point of view. I want to know what yours is. When we start taking calls, we'll get some input from the social media, Facebook, as a follower of fashion here. And also we have our Twitter, I'm sorry, not, well, the Twitter account is active. We also have our text line, 646-926-DOUG, should you want to have input. The Stefan Sound Off line for when we're not on the air. If you can't get through to the 800 number, try 877-541-5250. All at your service and on your side on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug. Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 Plus Up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. Fox host Liz Claman speaking with Laura Tyson, now a member of the President's Economic Recovery Board. We're talking about raising the national debt ceiling, why we need to do that.
Where should we be spending right off the bat that would make a dent, Laura? Because I'll tell you, everyone keeps saying we need to look at this carefully. Forget looking, let's do. What do we need to do?
Well, by the way, I think it's important to say that the debt this year, going into this year, the new year, will be higher because of the tax agreement that the Republicans worked out with the administration. That adds to the deficit and it adds to the debt. So let's be clear that right now, the economy continues to need stimulus, and we've provided an additional boost in stimulus this year through that tax agreement. I applaud it. It's going to create something like 1.6 million or so additional jobs and bring the unemployment rate down. It's still going to be high. It's still going to be in the 9% range or a little below 9%, maybe 8.5 to 9% by the end of the year.
If I'm hearing progress, if I'm hearing you correctly, then part of the reason we need to raise the debt ceiling, you say, is the Republicans' fault because they pushed so hard to get the extension of the tax cuts?
I am saying that when you add to the deficit through tax cuts, which I think were wise, support the tax agreement as a form of stimulus. It's not the ideal form that I would have chosen, but it's going to work. But that is deficit. Deficit adds to the debt. And I think that people have to make that, they have to recognize that, be honest about that, and then say, okay, right now debt markets around the world are treating the U.S. government very well. The U.S. government can borrow at attractive rates and is using that money to help stimulate the U.S. economy. For the future, though, we do have to worry about bringing the debt under control. That's why I say if you're serious, you get in a room and you start looking at the tough choices that have been laid out by the fiscal commission.
Right.
The tough choices involve cuts in defense.
What will happen? Everyone says it'll be catastrophic, at least Austin's rule will be you. What will happen? Put it out on the table for our viewers if we didn't raise the debt ceiling. Does the government just shut down?
No, it's not. This is not a question of shutting down. This is a question of the government has debt outstanding all around the world. The debt is being held by governments, by central banks, by individuals. That debt has to be rolled over, and the government has to issue new debt.
Mm-hmm.
If in a period of time, a short period of time, all of a sudden the U.S. government can't do that, essentially, as Austin Goolsbee said, there might even be the possibility of a technical default.
All right. You worried? You scared? Full of fear? Is that what this is all about? Oh, we better do this or not. And that was sort of what was the message in the West Wing. More from Lawrence O'Donnell's program, and we're getting both sides of the story here as usual. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And plus discount.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 and change past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the top hit or hits. In this circumstance, we go through a number of them every week here on the Countdown, taking the best from news talk radio stations and programs and hosts and the like on television, and then present it to you so you can respond with your response, 800-510-8255. Back to MSNBC and Lawrence O'Donnell, speaking here with Congressman Michael Burgess and Debbie Wasserman Schultz about this debate, whether or not to up the national debt one more time.
Back when I wrote that scene for The West Wing, passing an increase of the debt ceiling used to be routine, because not doing so is the end of the world as we know it, a world financial calamity that would plunge us into a depression unlike any we've ever seen. Congress, at its outright craziest, has never spoken aloud or even dreamed of taking such a risk. Congressman Burgess, how are you going to vote on the debt ceiling?
My inclination is to vote no, but I do understand the importance of this vote, so clearly I'm going to be considering it. You know, this is one of those times, because we have a Republican House and a Democratic Senate, we do have to be bipartisan. There is not going to be a House-only vote or a Senate-only vote. There will, of necessity, have to be agreement and compromise between those two bodies. It's not going to be easy. I think that we, on my side, do need to be careful, but make no mistake, the president needs to be careful also. This is a time of great peril. Look, there are plenty of people out there who believe the fiscal condition of our country is so perilously close to ruin anyway that this vote actually pales in comparison if we just simply continue to increase the debt. I have voted for the debt limit, increase in the debt limit in the past. It was one of the worst votes I ever took. This is not something that I enter into lightly. I do understand the importance of the vote, but let's be honest. There has to be a significant curtailment of spending, not just discretionary spending, entitlement spending, and that includes the president's protected health care law.
Congresswoman Schultz, do you think Republicans like Congressman Burgess, who have bitten the bullet and voted for debt ceiling increases in the past, will be able to prevail on enough Republicans, and you will be able to bring enough Democrats to a vote to get this thing passed in the House when necessary?
I think what you heard my colleague say is that he's leaning towards voting against it. So, I mean, so far, he seems like the rest of the Republicans that I've heard over the last several days, like he's responding to the stranglehold that that the Tea Party members have over the Republican Party right now. So, you know, responsibility is thrown out the window, and they are literally willing to jeopardize what the full faith and credit of the United States means, Lawrence. So, you know, what Dr. Burgess has laid out is that we either vote to raise the debt ceiling, but only if we privatize Social Security and turn Medicare into a voucher program. I mean, those are simply unacceptable non-starters that are absolutely going to damage the safety net that American seniors have in this country, and it's the first-class example of what the Republicans are really all about.
All right, so more of the same old blurb, the same old daft, the same old baloney. Back and forth and back and forth. Republicans are bad. Democrats are good. Democrats bad. Republicans good. Meanwhile, you're in the crosshairs. You, the American taxpayer, are in the middle of all of this. And as explained in that clip from the West Wing, it all happens at the last minute. Like people who are so proud of what happened in the 111th Congress at the end of last month, all the bills that got pushed through. Most of the Congress didn't know what they were voting on, and when they're confronted with some of the controversy, for example, around Senate Bill 510, the so-called Food Safety Act, when they're told what's in the bill, oh, I wouldn't have voted for that if I'd have known that. Well, how much of that is a part of this discussion, and how much of it is waste, fraud, corruption, abuse? Those of you who are in various governmental jobs, you know as well as I do, there's terrific, tremendous waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Why isn't that being approached? Why is that never talked about? 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Test erected.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Not have to search very far to find out what the big issues of the day are. That's what this program deals with, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a daily review, and also comes on the weekend as well. You can find this on your favorite radio station that does issue-oriented talk radio programming, or you can go online to DougSteffen.com and download these hours anytime you would like to. It's, in essence, a service of people who understand what this is all about. There are different types of conversation radio, the personality conversations, somewhat lighter and maybe less focused than what's in issue-oriented talk radio, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about, the political talk shows, if that's what you will. And if you like to deal with that sort of thing, this is a summary of basically what's on the mind of most people around the country, according to our survey. So let's get on with the countdown and our focus on the national debt and the politics involved in that. A couple of radio talk show hosts first, and then your calls at 800-510-8255. Your texting. We'll get the social media involved in that, as Clay Cohut is monitoring what you're sending to us right now. Radio host Bruce St. James discussing a new poll which suggests that Americans want to tax the rich to pay off the debt. He says most Americans, and I agree with him on this one, are completely misinformed or uninformed.
60 Minutes and Vanity Fair have a new poll that came out today. And what they did is everybody is concerned about the budget, the deficit, and debt, right? Everybody is. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't help but not be concerned about it. But concerned and informed are apparently nowhere in the same zip code. Here's why I say that. When asked, what would you do first to balance the budget? I'm going to give you the thing. People were asked to choose. Here's what they chose. 61% said increase taxes on the wealthy. 20% said cut defense spending, and 4 and 3% respectively said cut Medicare and cut Social Security. Folks, Yes, I want to say this to you in the nicest possible way. If you're one of the 61% that believes raising taxes on the wealthy is a way that we're going to balance a budget, you are what we refer to as a moron. I'm sorry, an idiot. I didn't mean to offend morons. It's not going to happen. Not in a month of Sundays. There isn't enough money out there. It doesn't work, especially when you take a look at what we spend money on. We being the federal government. What do they actually spend all their money on? They spend it on, in order, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, interest on the national debt. Those are the top four things that your tax money goes for. And just so you know, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, those three things added up together are more than everything else the government spends money on combined. If you are unwilling to cut Medicare, cut Social Security, and deal with defense spending, you are not serious about the national debt. And you could raise taxes to 100% on the rich, in finger quotes, and you still don't affect this. It is impossible for any of us in this room, any of us, to go through our regular day without coming in contact with the federal government and their spending on some level, okay? So the fact that we have all been benefiting from deficit spending, that we've all been benefiting from the idea that they continue to spend more money than they take in, we are all part of the problem. What do you do about the problem? You know how I think. That the system is the problem, not the individual politicians. It makes no difference
right. Whether
you send a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or a Socialist to Washington, D.C., that once you get there, the system is spend the money you don't have.
Yep. Bruce St. James, with an opinion that many people share. I think probably I'd find a few bells to ring in there myself. But this is not about me. It's about you. 800-510-8255. Here's another radio host named David Serrata. With a focus once again on this 60 Minutes poll.
81%. That's basically 4 in 5 people when you walk out the door. 81% of Americans say that the first step towards cutting the deficit should be to raise taxes on the wealthy or cut defense spending. Now, why is this fascinating? It's fascinating because those numbers are not reflected almost at all in our political discourse. If you just turned on the television, if you just watched or listened to what politicians were saying, you would think it was exactly the opposite, right? President Obama's budget deficit commission, its major proposals were a cut in the top income tax rate, a cut in the corporate tax rate, and a reduction of Social Security benefits. So, and if you listen to pundits, if you listen to politicians on both sides, the whole debate over the deficit focuses on the need to cut, the supposed need to cut Social Security and Medicare. When you have a country where 81% of the country says the first step should be tax hikes on the wealthy and cuts to defense spending. What this tells you is not only that most Americans are quite rational. In a country that flourished with a 91% top income tax rate back in the 1950s and with much lower percentage of GDP put towards our defense spending when our economy boomed. A country understands, we have a country right now that understands implicitly that history. These numbers show that. In a country that feels this way so strongly, 81% of the country saying we want tax hikes on the wealthy and cuts to defense spending, that country's political system reflects exactly the opposite. And this infects our entire political debate, right? And then we get to the taboo question. Why? Why is the political discourse in Washington so skewed? Why does it not reflect these numbers? Why does it reflect the opposite of these numbers? And the answer is money. That's right. The answer is money. Money does not want, big money does not want tax hikes on the wealthy and cuts to defense spending. Rich people do not want to pay more taxes. Defense contractors do not want to see cuts to the defense budget. And so they have rigged the terms of the debate. When they give money to politicians, the defense contractors, the wealthy, you name it, they're not just buying votes, right? They're not just buying a congressional vote. They are buying the way that politician talks about issues. So all of that money buys a political discourse that is the opposite of how the country feels on key issues.
Is it? All right. Well, there are some who might agree and some disagree. That's what makes a horse race, and that's what makes this so fascinating to get input from people. In essence, John Boehner who's the product of a tough upbringing in America's heartland, brings a natural mistrust of big government as he takes over this week as Speaker of the House. He is a former small business person, worked his way through college, was a janitor, in the position now to slam the brakes on the president's liberal agenda, so he calls it, push spending cuts and shake up Washington. Is that what we need rather than raising the debt? You listen to the pedantics of them, again, waiting till the last minute. So the Republicans were victorious, and now he, Boehner, and his colleagues have the power to stop a lot of the spending. What about it? 800-510-8255. They want to cut $100 billion in government spending right away. They want to attack the health care system. Very expensive. But they won't touch the defense budget, which is a big waste. There's tremendous waste in the defense budget. There's tremendous waste everywhere. So do they start low-key or do they start off with a bang? What do you think? If you were advising Boehner and the Republicans, what would you tell them to do? Let's say you have a private meeting with Boehner or some of the other leads in the Republican Party. What do you tell them to do? Raise the debt? Yes or no? Your thoughts, your thinking on this? And if you're on Social Security or Medicaid or one of the other programs that's been cut down to the bone, do you understand what all of this means to you? 800-510-8255 as we deal with the debt and your calls and thoughts on the countdown in a matter of moments.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs a service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1328.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1328. 800-890-1328. 800-890-1328.
800-510-8255. Mary is listening to the Countdown in Florida with thoughts on the debt.
Oh, good morning. I'm calling because the way to get the budget down is to, with Social Security, is to, they should have given the people that have, that's only getting $600 to, say, $1,500, they should have gotten their cost of living because that's all, some of them, that's all they have. Number two is another thing, they should take Social Security and allow you not to collect Social Security some years if you want to and give you a better interest rate later. So that means some people might take it 2 or 3 years and they don't have to be paying them. So I'm just making comment on some of the ways to cut down on the cost.
Down with the cost, yes. I see somebody local and sometimes a state, the county, as well, wasting government buying new trucks every 2 or 3 years and cars. The community I live in has over 300 vehicles. Not one of them is over 3 years old. What's the point of that? And you should see the way they're set up, the way that they are, that when they buy them, they bid them, they spec them out. Good God. The incoming Republican majority moving to make good on its promise to cut $100 billion from domestic spending this year, eagerly back the goal is by many in the Republican Party. It does carry some economic risks, though. If you don't up the debt ceiling, what happens then? 800-510-8255. Daniel listening in Chicago. Let's get started, Daniel.
I'd just like to know why it is that all the politicians in our country, it seems, for the most part, talk about saving money and fixing the deficit, but at the same time, they go out and throw these outlandishly lavish, let's say, parties or progressions for winning their elections, when that money could be used, people are supposed to be going to work to solve our problems, and they're out showing off a good time for people because they won the election. They're supposed to be at work for us.
You got it. You got it, Daniel. You got it. Phil, you're in Vermont. Let's go with you and your thoughts.
Good morning. What I keep wondering is how come nobody seems to address the problem happening across the country with U.S. corporations? They're hoarding, what, an estimated $1.97 trillion right now? Because basically, if they had that kind of money circulating the economy, unemployment would probably drop below 3%. Now, that would not just help the federal level. It would help the state level as well, because obviously when you... if you can take 7% of the people and put them to work, tax revenues would be up straight across the board. Problems would be solved. I can't understand why they're hoarding that kind of money.
All right, Eric in California, you go.
Good morning. I look at the deficit as being part spending and growth. And we have a lot of emphasis on the spending part, but not on the hard work that it takes to grow a state. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he had a YouTube note about how businesses, small businesses came to him, and he looked at his state and how inefficient his government worked to get them going. Mm-hmm. And so I would say if these local governments would ramp up their economic development departments to actually function and measure the domestic growth and so forth, then they'd do well. So keep focused on building governments that it grow. And then you have the type of revenues that will overcome deficits.
You know, that's part of the discussion. That's part of the scene here. It's what everybody says. The state and local governments do a poor job helping businesses grow. You agree with that? How about all the tax incentives? Those of you who are listening in Chicago, the Boeing company got, what, $30 million in tax credit and incentives to move their headquarters from the West Coast to Chicago a few years ago. How many of these stories? I can go through any number of states in the South where state and local governments have given incentives. You can drive along the interstate down there and see one car plant after another after another after another that was enticed to come into an area because they gave them millions of dollars in tax credits. This in order to get the people in the county or the state back to work or bring in people from outside the area to go to work. And it builds suburban communities. It's really quite good. Well, it costs the money to build schools and infrastructure. But I don't agree with you at all, Eric, frankly. The federal government, I mean, they all do a lousy job governing and administering. Well, that's a given. But under the circumstances, there are a lot of, and we can disagree about whether these incentives should be spread out. It depends on your lobbyist, honestly, and how much they can wring out of the people in the state, local, or federal government. All right, that's it for this portion of the program. Up next, a focus on banning illegal immigration, the term.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
A store near you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. A group of journalists says the media ought to stop using the term illegal immigrant and illegal alien, because only a court of law, not reporters, can determine who is in the country illegally. The Diversity Committee of the Society of Professional Journalists says they want to inform and sensitize members of the American media about how offensive this term is to Latinos, claiming the language likely originated with anti-immigrant groups along the U.S.-Mexican border. The group has embarked on a campaign to suggest the preferred phrasing of undocumented worker. So let's listen to Bill O'Reilly take this on with Leo Lawrence and Hagit Lemoore on the program.
Mr. Lawrence, begin with you. Isn't this political correctness gone mad?
This is not political correctness. It's a very conservative issue of constitutional law. It just says that in the law and Constitution, everyone is presumed to be innocent until proven guilty in the court of law.
Okay.
So it's not a journalist that can say someone is illegal. It's a judge.
So then, therefore, I couldn't call the Al-Qaeda people terrorists unless they are convicted of terrorist acts. So I can't really say Osama bin Laden, he's a terrorist, because he hasn't been convicted of a terrorist act in a court of law. Correct?
Well, if you change the facts, you change the discussion. I didn't say anything about
terrorists. No, it's a parallel comparison.
I'm talking about
You're saying that I can't call an illegal alien unless he's convicted of coming into this country illegally. And I'm bringing the same scenario to you by saying that means I can't call Osama bin Laden a terrorist because he hasn't been convicted in a court of law. And you say?
I say that when journalists are in print talking about those who are undocumented,
yeah,
that's the phrase that they should be using.
Ms. Lamour, how do you see it?
Well, the Society of Professional Journalists has not come out, and I want to clarify, and thank you for the opportunity to clarify, that this is Mr. Lawrence's position. He did raise it in a diversity committee meeting that occurred at our annual convention, and there was a 40-minute vociferous discussion with much disagreement. Many of the people on that committee did not agree with his position. What they decided to do was to launch a year-long effort to educate reporters on how to treat and report on all manner of underrepresented populations. That includes the disabled or minority groups. It did not in any way or fashion say that the term illegal immigrant or illegal alien was off the books.
All right, so that's
the
not your...
The
society doesn't endorse the position of Mr. Lawrence, but it does give Mr. Lawrence the credibility, all right, to go out and educate people like me who don't, I guess, meet the standards of the Society of Professional Journalists, because I don't have any problem labeling people illegal aliens when they come into this country without proper documentation. I think that's the accurate thing to do, the no-spin thing to do.
All right, boy, this is a can of worms and a lot of hooey-hooey, isn't it, huh? Illegal alien is no longer politically correct. Undocumented workers ought to be what people who write stories or who do stories in the electronic media are all about. Christine, you're in Louisiana, and boy, do I want to know what you think about this.
Well, you know what? I've had a problem with this for the longest time, and I tell you what, I really don't give a chicken feathered butt what they think that we should call them. To me, they're trading on my constitutional rights by telling me that I'm not able to voice my opinion to say what I think they are. There's no such, it just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. They are what they are. They're illegal immigrants. That's just, it's been a term since the dawn of time that it goes far back as I can remember. My parents used that term. I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong with it at all. What I do see something wrong with is cushioning for these people to complain. That's all it is. It's wanting people to come forward and say, you know what? I am offended by this term. And all it's doing is breeding hate, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. What a ridiculous reality. Robert, you're in Kentucky for the Focus on the Journalists.
I think a lot of the problem is stemmed from groups like LULAC, because they feed on instilling the idea of negativity to get support. I think what they've done is instilled the idea that it's insulting to Latinos to be to all Latinos to have those that have come here illegally to be referred to as illegal aliens. I just think that's a bunch of eggheads that haven't come out and seen the daylight yet.
All right, Rick in Arizona, final thought.
I tell you, I'd build the wall and call them spies or infiltrators, because if you look at the statistics, it's a big number of them are not Mexican or Latin. The fastest growing ones from China. There's a big percentage of Middle Easterners that are sneaking across the border. It's a lot bigger than what they think it is. And I think they're inflating their own egos. Let's at least let people know what's going on. They bury that stuff. You've got to look for that. You know, that's not on the ABC.